About 150 people showed up for what looked like a trade show Tuesday night. Those pulling into Berkshire Community College were welcomed by a nearly blinding billboard truck with rotating lit-up messages explaining the New England Laborers Union supports Kinder Morgan's Northeast Energy Direct project and its estimated 3,000 construction jobs over a two-year period. If the company goes with a 36-inch pipe, it could carry 2.2 billion cubic feet of fracked gas from the Marcellus Shale per day. A 30-inch pipe would carry 1.2 billion cubic feet. Kinder Morgan's Vice President of Public Affairs, Alan Foer, says about a dozen local distribution companies like Berkshire Gas and Liberty Utilities have contracted with the project to carry 500 million cubic feet per day, according to a company release.
You know, what is the tipping point of what we need to have secure where we can justify the investment to build this project? That's where we are right now.
And determining
that number, and whether it's 700 or 800 or whatever, or somewhere in between, we need to get to that point for us to be comfortable with moving forward. And with our additional customers that will be coming online, I'm confident we're going to be at that point.
That quantity disparity has people like Jane Wynn of the Berkshire Environmental Action Team concerned gas from the project will be exported. For instance, Canadian-based Parity Energy recently applied with the U.S. Department of Energy to transport liquefied natural gas from a facility under development in Nova Scotia. The gas would come from the Maritimes and Northeast Pipeline in Maine, largely owned by Spectra Energy. That pipeline runs from Nova Scotia to a distribution hub in Dracut, Massachusetts, where Kinder Morgan's proposed pipeline would end. Here's Wynn.
This isn't about bringing gas to New England. This is about making money for Kinder Morgan. And certainly we shouldn't have a tariff charging all the electric ratepayers to bring through gas if we aren't even going to see a benefit.
Foer says Kinder Morgan is building partly for future customer needs, including the state of Maine and Northeast Electric Generating Companies that are relying more on natural gas as power plants like Vermont Yankee and Mount Tom shut down. While Kinder Morgan expects to announce further contracts, he says none are with current LNG companies. He adds Kinder Morgan, the nation's largest natural gas transporter, doesn't build on speculation of future exporting companies signing on to a project.
I don't think anybody in our company could say that with any confidence that any of them will.
A shift in December sent the route north into New Hampshire, co-locating with power lines along 90% of the 430-mile pipeline. Nine new compressor stations are proposed, including three in New York's capital region and two in western Massachusetts. Foer says the company typically buys 25 to 100-acre parcels to create a buffer zone against future development.
You want to anticipate that over the long term so that you have enough big enough parcel so that your buildings, which are in the center of that, are even a further distance away from any residences. That's primarily because of any noise that might come from the facility.
Bob Connors is the co-founder of Stop New York Frack Gas Pipeline, which is one of more than two dozen member groups of the Stop NED Coalition.
And I think eventually we'll be able to unite in such a fashion that the politicians who approve these pipelines or approve the funding for these legislative bodies or regulatory bodies will have to listen. We can only hope they'll listen to the public.
News that Kinder Morgan has invested $20,000 in One Berkshire, the county's economic development agency, surprised many, although One Berkshire says the membership doesn't mean it has taken a stance on the project. Foer says it's something Kinder Morgan has done in multiple chambers of commerce.
Which is be involved in the community, not just passing through.
Since announcing the original project about a year ago, the proposal has received resistance from many, including Massachusetts Senators Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey. Here's Foer.
We fully anticipated that there would be a lot of passion. Any company that comes into any part of the country and anticipates that there's not going to be that does at their own peril.
Kinder Morgan expects to apply with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission this fall. The proposed construction start date is early 2017 with an expected in-service date of November 2018. Once reaching the final step, Foer says FERC's commission has never denied a Kinder Morgan project. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.